Good morning. The open meeting for this Thursday, August 10th, 2023 will now come to order. There is one special motion for today, Vice Chairman Cookley.
Good morning. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 23-19-C.
Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. First up on our agenda is the draft notification of availability of the petition for rulemaking regarding the use of artificial intelligence in campaign ads. Presenting for OGC is Ms. Waldman. Ms. Waldman, whenever you are ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 2320A contains a draft notification of availability for a petition for rulemaking submitted to the Commission by Public Citizen. The petition asks the Commission to specify in regulations or guidance that the Federal Election Campaigns Act regulatory provision regarding the fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority applies to deliberately deceptive artificial intelligence campaign advertisements. The notification seeks comment on whether the Commission should commence a rulemaking based on this petition. The comment period will run for 60 days following the publication of the notification in the Federal Register. After the comment period has concluded and after the comment has been considered, the Commission may decide whether to initiate a rulemaking. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to you and to our colleagues. As I noted at our last consideration of this question, I've always voted to publish petitions for rulemaking and to invite public comments. But our regulations are clear. And while they set an extraordinarily low bar, they do have certain requirements for a publishable petition. Public Citizen's first effort, as I noted at the time, simply failed to meet even that rock bottom standard. I agree, however, that this second petition complies with our regulations. It's my view the Commission need not be as permissive as it is chosen to be by rule in publishing petitions for rulemaking, especially where they are principally intended to drive press coverage or public advocacy. But we're bound by our regulations, and I'll be voting in favor of publishing the notice of availability. That said, we're also bound by our statute. And while I appreciate the revised petition makes some attempt to explain why, in its words, a deep fake audio clip or video by a candidate or their agent that purports to show an opponent saying or doing something they did not do would violate the law. But neither the petition nor our friends in Congress have pointed to any precedent for that argument, and respectfully, I remain unconvinced. Once again, the statute prohibits a person fraudulently misrepresenting himself as acting for or on behalf of another candidate. A candidate's agents are also covered, but that's the point. The statute is carefully limited and is directed at fraudulent agency. In other words, it's directed at fraudulently pretending that you yourself represent or work for another candidate. It does not reach fraudulently claiming that your opponent said or did something that he or she did not do. It would be news to many, I suspect, to learn that the FEC may police candidates telling lies about their opponents. That was Congress's choice. The FEC has unanimously asked it to revisit that choice and to grant us broader authority to punish fraud by campaigns. But as is Congress's right, it has chosen to ignore that request. I'll note that there's absolutely nothing special about deepfakes or generative AI, the buzzwords of the day, in the context of this petition. If the statute reaches fraudulent attempts to show that an opponent, quote, said or did something they did not do, it shouldn't matter how the fraud is accomplished. Lying about someone's private conversations, or posting a doctored document, or adding sound effects in post-production, or manually airbrushing a photograph, if intended to deceive, would already violate our statute. The fact that Public Citizen points to no authority for that view, no comment, no floor statement, no enforcement action, no case, is a powerful problem for its reading of the law. I highlight these problems because I hope learned commentators will seriously grapple with our limited authority rather than baldly asserting that the FEC do something. I sincerely welcome comments that provide serious legal arguments in favor of our authority to act in this area. Again, we've unanimously asked for such authority in the past. And relatedly, there are serious First Amendment concerns lurking in the background of this effort. Precision of regulation is a requirement in our work. And if the commission has authority to act in this area, I hope that commentators will also demonstrate that it is possible to tailor a regulation to truly fraudulent activity without chilling protected expression. With those preliminary thoughts, Madam Chair, which I hope will guide the comments we receive, I will be happy to move the adoption of the notice of availability at an appropriate time, and I look forward to reading the public's comments.
Alex, further discussion. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am pleased that it looks like we will be able to publish this in the Federal Register this time. I supported publishing the last version of this petition. I support this one. Both times our lawyers reviewed the petition and found it in compliance with our regulations. It's obviously a topic that is very timely, very important. I don't pretend that the FEC can solve all of the problems that people are concerned about in the field of AI, but it is possible that we can solve some of them. As the document before us says, the commission will not consider the petition's merits until after the comment period closes. So I'm going to keep an open mind as to what we can and cannot do, and I look forward to robust comments.
Further discussion. Commissioner Trainer.
Madam Chair, just a question for council for the aid of the public. When do we anticipate the publication of this, and when would the close of the comment period generally be, so that they might anticipate when the commission would take another look?
If I may, Madam Chair.
Please.
Normally, it takes a few days up to a week once we transmit a document to the Federal Register for them to actually publish it. So I would expect if we were to get this over to them today or tomorrow, by sometime next week, it should appear. And then it would be 60 calendar days from that date, however that falls. That would be the close of the comment period.
So the earliest would be mid-October?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Alex, any further discussion? Wonderful. Then motions, Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the adoption of agenda document number 23-20-A.
Discussion and motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Walden.